We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crowder, imagine losing James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving on a span of 8 months. Would that be considered the worst general manager ever in the history of sports?
Yes, pretty bad. Maybe we can find somebody deeper, but he's in the bottom three for sure.
Welcome to the Hockman and Crowder simulcast here. If you were listening to us on 560, obviously, and now if you've joined us on 790 The Ticket, take all the stations. Hawk is off this week, so it's just Channing Crowder and Solana, and we have Steven running things back in the studios. And Crowder, the return of Jimmy Menthols is back on the show as well. I'm very excited about the return of Jimmy Menthols. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
we missed you.
I missed you guys too.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. You smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Plenty.
Last couple of weeks, you've been off.
Yeah, I plenty of cigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, you stop messing with that man.
A lot of screwdrivers.
A lot more screwdrivers than cigs.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
We'll check back in with Jimmy. But Crowder, this is the quote, or not quote, but just what Brian Windhorst said. The Nets, Brian Windhorst from ESPN, by the way, the Brooklyn Nets, are prepared to lose both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Brooklyn would rather lose both stars than, quote, go through what they went through last season, end quote. I mean, that is crazy to me. Just absolutely crazy.
But it's understandable. Well, the Kyrie thing was terrible. Like, yeah. What was going on with Kyrie? And we knew it had to do with the vaccine, him playing in New York. Like, we all know the story. But his decisions are what made it tough. But now for KD to be leave Golden State, and now he's going out there to just, you know, rust away by himself with no star around him. Like, I don't know if I'm on an island. I almost feel sorry for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do also, but this was the team he chose. Like, Crowder, Kevin Durant could have gone anywhere after they won that title, or they won the two titles, and then he got hurt, right? He had torn his Achilles. He could have chosen anywhere to rehab for season, and then to come back. Any organization, any single organization, Crowder, would have made it work for Kevin Durant. Given him the year off, could have paired up with whoever he wanted to. He chose Kyrie Irving. He chose this. And he went to Brooklyn, an organization that has accomplished nothing. They've had like three owners since they moved from New Jersey to Brooklyn. Like, I just don't understand it. He asked for it. So yes, I feel bad because you never could have seen the pandemic coming, and you never could have seen, you know, Kyrie Irving acting the way he did. Like, I do feel bad for him. But bro, Crowder,
plus he
made his bed, and he must lie in it now. This is what he chose. Thank you, Jimmy.
But he didn't think it going this way. He didn't think what happened with Kyrie. Yeah. Kyrie plays 70 games, more than, you know, he plays more than 29 games. Let's say that's like 31. No, he plays a full season. They were in the playoffs, and what 2 years ago, If Kevin Durant wore a size 13 and not 14, they would have ended up going to the East. Like, it wasn't a terrible decision. We're just looking at it. It's so, like, the right now, you know, the what happened in the last 3 or 4 months, it looks bad for KD. But his decision wasn't bad. I think what matriculated from that decision, it just, whatever could go bad, did go bad.
Man, yeah, you're so right. Like, we say the sports cliche, and we need to do that, by the way. The sports cliches, we talked about it last week. But it's a game of inches, and I know that typically applies to football. That's like something John Madden, rest in peace, would have said. It's a game of inches, but it really is when you think about it. Like, that could have been Kevin Durant beating Giannis Antetokounmpo, but because of half of an inch of his toe was on the line, instead it ended up being Giannis who won the game seven and ends up going on and winning his first NBA title. And now the Brooklyn Nets, which had formed maybe the most exciting trio the NBA has ever seen, and I'm saying that as a diehard Heat fan who believes the Big Three was the best 4 years of sports fandom I'll ever have, you could argue Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden is the most dynamic, exciting trio ever to play with each other, to form, right? To get together and say we want to do this together, and they didn't even last a season, Crowder, a full season. That is crazy. It's crazy. I can't, like, think about it now. If Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, if not one of them, are on the Brooklyn Nets next season, it is the biggest failure in professional sports history. Is that fair? Like, am I getting caught up in the moment? Or, I mean, isn't it? Does anything come to your mind? Yeah, I guess you know, we'd have to go back.
You know what? To be honest, is what happens to the Lakers this year is that much better? You bring three Hall, well, really four, because Carmelo was on that team too. Four Hall of Famers together and can't you know do anything
with any team. Make the playoffs, yeah.
So that was a failure as well. Yeah. But you know what's the problem in Brooklyn too? Even when it happened, even the beginning of it, you bring up the Heat. We always talked about it. It's why I criticize Chris Bosh. Too passive. He's too passive. He's never, you know, he just does whatever they ask him to do. Because he knew that's what he had to do. We heard the story about Dwayne Wade and LeBron and them going to the Bahamas after season one, and him and D-Wade kind of telling LeBron, "You have to be the one. Take over, Mike. This is my team. Now it's your team. Take over. I got your back. I'm your Robin." And who? And Alfred. I think CB was Alfred or something. But who on the Brooklyn Nets out of those three were going to say that? We're going to be big enough to say, "Hey, you got it, KD. We know you're the best player, KD." Because I don't think James and Kyrie think KD's that much better than them.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're right. I don't think Kyrie Irving wants to defer to anybody in terms of the mentor or the leader. Like, he doesn't care about that stuff. You know, he just doesn't. I think he's just he's his own guy, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do, and maybe he's your friend one day, maybe he's not. Like, he doesn't want to hear from Kevin Durant, like, "Come on, bro, we got to lock in. This is our year." Like, he doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't care. He doesn't.
No. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. But very talented bet. If Kyrie wasn't one of the best scorers in NBA current and probably maybe in history, just getting to the rim and putting points up, so NBA would have gave up on him years ago. Yeah. But he is very talented. Talented people get as many chances as they want.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of us need a refresher. I needed one, Crowder, and I did that a couple weeks ago when all this nonsense started with Kyrie, and we started talking about, you know, potential landing spots for Kyrie if this situation had gotten out of hand, and voila, we're here. It is currently out of hand. I had written down, I thought it was so funny. We'll get to headlines in a second, by the way, but I thought it was so funny how this situation just kind of unraveled. So we know that they were at an impasse, right? A week ago, the three of us were doing the show. Hawk was in, you and me were all in, and they were at an impasse. That's where we were at. Well, the word used over the weekend before today, the report from ESPN, was that negotiations between Kyrie and the Nets were, quote, acrimonious. I mean, you know, it's the dog days of summer. They're pulling out acrimonious to describe NBA free agency. And I'm like, all right, nothing's going to happen here. And then less than 24 hours later, and by the way, he has until Wednesday, June 29th, to opt into his player option, which he might actually do which he might not, because he's going to want to either become a free agent or do the sign-in trade. But the reports were that the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavericks, and Sixers were the teams that he'd like Brooklyn to consider. But now we're finding out that it's only really the Lakers who are kind of pursuing the sign-and-trade deal. But Crowder, who the hell, you mentioned Russell Westbrook, who the hell's taking on Russell Westbrook's contract? You find me one team in the NBA that wants $47 million contract of Russell Westbrook when he's not, he's the worst three-point shooter in the NBA. Like, who's taking on that deal? They're going to have to move or find someone to take Russell Westbrook in order to get Kyrie Irving. Crowder, I'm not joking, man. Like, the Heat could really pull something off here. I mean, you want to talk about Kyrie Irving to Miami? Fine. You want to talk about Kevin Durant to Miami? Like, that is that not a legitimate possibility at this moment? Because I think it is. I think it's a legitimate, it's at least worth talking about now. It is, and not sounding crazy anymore. Because a week ago, I could have done it. And Brian Windhorst had even said, the real Godfather move is waiting until Kevin Durant gets disgruntled. And then, and it was cute. It was a cute line by Wendy. But now, it's like, hold on a second. Wendy was telling the truth. Like, this is a legitimate possibility now that the Heat could be players for either Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant. And all we thought was we were going to get a Bradley Beal, maybe, right? Maybe a Donovan Mitchell. Like, this is turned into, it's the NBA offseason, Crowder. It's fun.
Yeah.
It really is fun.
And you know what? You could sell to KD, too, because you know KD wants to win one. Like, flat out, Jimmy, call KD. Hey, KD, if you were on our team last year, did we go to the finals?
Yeah.
Yes. We beat Boston in the seventh game. I only think it goes to seven if KD's on this team. So if KD wants to win another championship, the Heat are honestly the most legit team out there that he could come to if you want to go in those Final Four, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. But I don't, Solana, a lot of numbers got to work out.
Yeah.
The Nets aren't taken, you know. I know we're hoping that he just, hey, he wants to leave, just be disgruntled and get mad. The Nets aren't just letting him go for a bag of peanuts and a couple Starbursts now. We're going to have to get rid of some guys, move some numbers. So
right.
Let's pump the brakes on it a little bit.
No, I'm with you there, but, you know, the players can make things happen. So here's why I say the Heat, and I know obviously I'm a Heat fan. That's well documented. I'm looking at it from the prism of Miami, right? But Crowder, hear me out here for a second. Here's why I think the Heat have a legitimate opportunity to always land one of these disgruntled superstars who need to force their way out, right? It's not just through free agency. Kevin Durant, for example, he just realized, hey, you know what? Maybe being a general manager is a little harder than I thought. You know, maybe having a say at who my team should go after, right? Who my team should consider signing. A little harder than I thought. Maybe going to a team like Brooklyn where they're going to give me all the say, everything I wanted to do. Maybe not. It's not all it's cracked out to be, right? Because clearly it just hasn't worked out the way he wanted to. Well, now he's looking at the opposite of what he had in Brooklyn, which is an established front office, an organization that has the track record of going out and building teams around superstars. And who's at the forefront of that? There's a couple organizations that come to mind, but yeah, none more than who? Pat Riley and the Miami Heat. That's why I legitimately think, not trying to be a homer, not trying to be a Heat fan here, just looking at it from that prism of Kevin Durant has probably had enough of playing GM. He's probably had enough of saying, yeah, I can go team up with whoever I want because I'm Kevin Durant. No. Let the experts, let the people who know how to build teams, who know the cap, who understand how this works, the team who's done it before, twice already, let them put the right guys around you to go win an NBA championship. And the Miami Heat, who else would you rather trust? Like, it's Pat Riley, it's Andy Ellisberg, and it's this organization because they've done it before. They have that track record.
And I think, to that point, I think the stars can put stars around them. But if you have a big three, there's 12 more positions on that team.
Yeah.
You need a general manager in the front office that knows, that looks at your big three. Because the story was the Heat big three put together in the Olympics years ago when they said, hey, we're all going to be up, you know, this year. Let's come down together. Let's find a team to go play together, CB, Wade, and Bron. But now you have, you know, the pieces that he put around them, the guys you love, the Chalmers. You got the Norris Coles. You got the Mike Millers. Those pieces are what, like even in L.A., what LeBron couldn't do this year. Hey, Melo, you're my homeboy. Come on out. Hey, Russ, come on out. You my homeboy. Okay, AD's there with you. Okay, that's four. Who's getting the other 11? Who's gonna make those decisions, Bron? Are you going to G League games and trying to find a young and upcoming star? You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think the stars can get together and on the surface level of some starters, but you have to have a deeper team. We've seen it. We've seen what happens in the playoffs. We've seen what happened during the season with injuries. You have to have an organization that knows how to fill those ancillary spots, as they call them.
All right, Will Mantle is going to join us next, so I guess we'll just continue the Heat, Kyrie, NBA discussions as well. But let's not forget what really is important today, okay? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, I mean, whatever. In the grand scheme of things, whatever. What really matters today is that it's National Ice Cream Cake Day. So that's what I really, really want to find out, because I have a feeling Will Mantle is an ice cream cake kind of guy. You know what I mean? Crowd, like, I just get that vibe from Will Mantle. I don't know why, but I really do.
He enjoys it. I think he's ice cream cake. But you know what? He's very healthy, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know? he's not like Mike Cuno healthy, where he's eating quinoa every day. Like, Will Mantle knows that he has to enjoy the finer things in life every now and then. And I'm putting ice cream cake in that category.
We'll see.
This sports update, as I shift the headlines, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Marlins begin a 3-game series in St. Louis tonight at 7:45. The Avalanche won the Stanley Cup Finals yesterday. They beat the Lightning 2-1 in Game 6. You saw the video, Crowder, of the Avalanche player skating with the Stanley Cup in his hand, falling and denting the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, man. Goofy.
Very, very. Yeah. Like, if you drop the championship trophy in any sport outside of hockey, I feel like it's frowned upon. But in hockey, it's like, whatever. It just, like, I feel like they embrace that, just like that buffoonery. You know what I mean? Like, there's just like, whatever. Fill it with beer. Let's chug it anyways. Let's go.
You know what? Yeah, the drinking out of it is pretty damn disgusting to me, especially with this COVID going around. But I saw it, and I respect a tradition. But remember, a couple years ago, Gronkowski hit a baseball with the Lombardi Trophy and dented it.
He didn't do that.
Since he's so goofy, you accept it. Like, yeah. Gronk right now has set himself up to be an airhead the rest of his life, and nobody cares. He's the only one that can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Tom Brady throw the Lombardi Trophy off of, like, to another boat? Remember when they were doing that boat parade?
He did.
He tossed it. They killed Brady. How disrespectful it was. Gronk purposely hit a baseball into the side, and the whole world praised him because that's Gronk. He's Gronking. Gronk is Gronking. That's goofy. Get out of here.
I mean, imagine telling somebody who has 6 Lombardi trophies, like, hey, that 7th one, you know, be careful. Be careful with that. He has 6 of them. Who cares? By the way.
I think it's more acceptable to throw it to your teammate than to hit a baseball with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I still think Gronk should have Gronked the Lombardi Trophy, by the way. Just throw it right. You know his Gronk celebration? Just spike the hell out of it right into the grass. That just, whatever. Like, who cares?
Whatever.
Who cares? It's a trophy. It's a fake. Yeah, you think they're really out there with the real Lombardi anyways? Get out of here. There's no way they are.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Crowder.
The replica?
There's no a replica. Offense, but you wouldn't exactly know. You know what I mean? I mean, your best season was what? 10-6? I mean,
actually,
11-5.
Sniff the Lombardi, Brody.
It was 11-5. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I've seen a couple in the Dolphin facility. I've held one time. Now, I don't, you know, I wasn't a part of it, but I've been around them. I just was with 2 when I interviewed Mike Tomlin. He had the little trophies in his house behind him.
I did see that. I did see that on the Pivot. In other NFL news, Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell, they're reportedly set to fight in a boxing match next month.
That's so goofy. I appreciate them going to get money, because that's all these celebrity things are, is money. But come on, man. Somebody's going to get punched right in the face and knocked to sleep.
We talked about Kyrie Irving, but P.J. Tucker's a name we didn't even mention. According to Mark Stein, numerous rival teams are convinced he's going to sign with the Sixers. So we'll talk to Will Mantle in the next segment, get his take on that. Inter Miami did win over the weekend 2-1. It was Andy Vasilev, 2 goals in the final 5 minutes. They play FC Dallas on July 4th next Monday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954. More, we should have Jimmy do weather. Jimmy, be prepared for weather at 4 and 5 p.m. Jimmy's going to do weather Right now, right, in no South problem. Florida. Are you ready now, Jimmy? Do you want to do weather
Actually,
right now?
I'm not ready now.
Okay. All right. I'll handle weather this segment. And then at 4, at the 4 p.m. headlines, I'll throw it to you. All right?
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Right now, it's very hot outside. There is a possibility for some showers in parts of South Florida. That is your weather. We're going to continue talking about Kyrie Irving, PJ Tucker, Kevin Durant, some other Miami Heat news as well with Will Manso of Local 10, also works for Bally Sports Sun covering the Miami Heat. We will do that next on Hockman and Crowder.
Y'all gotta get to Lou. Y'all know who I'm talking about. It's Lou Backroad Chevrolet. I've been telling y'all about them for years. They're the best. Go check out the website. Go to Lou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose which one of the two beautiful South Florida locations are better for you. And right there at the website, you can search their amazing inventory. There's two locations, one in Coconut Creek. There's one in Pompano Beach, both with immaculate showrooms now. Just great people to help you. Award-winning sales staff, award-winning service departments, and literally thousands of new and used vehicles in stock ready for pickup or delivery. All they want to do is get a beautiful car back to your house. I've told y'all this. Nobody has ever or will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. But a lot of people still don't know. Lou also has South Florida's best selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles as well. They are used car giant. You know they got the Chevys, but everything else. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams. They have Highline vehicles. They have Mercedes, BMWs, Lexus, even Porsches and Teslas. Every used vehicle is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is going to be fixed by an award-winning service department, and no credit, bad credit. That's no problem with Lou. Lou's been around so long, the banks don't even ask questions of their customers. If Lou has your back, the bank's going to have your back, and they'll watch out for you. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's a ton going on right now, man. The NBA, the NBA offseason is anything but off, Crowder. There really is a ton going on.
They found a way to take over the whole year.
Yeah. It's really the NFL also. Like, the second the NFL season's over, because right now it's sort of the quiet time with the NFL, but the second the season's over, it's like everything just gets put into hyperdrive, and free agency, NFL draft, like those two leagues, they figured it out, Crowder. Like they really did.
Not a mistake, baby. That's why the salary cap keeps going up.
Yeah. Somebody did text in something funny. By the way, Hawk is off. He'll be back next week after July 4th. He's in Toronto just taking in as much gluten as he possibly can until he has to come back to real life. But somebody texted in, what are we feeding Manso today? Because Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Crowder, it's a good point. Like I didn't talk with Will Manso about having him meet us at a drive-thru. We've been doing drive-thru sports talk the past couple weeks. But I do have this idea of having somebody like Will Manso go to La Ventanita, to like La Carreta, or maybe like a Cafe Versailles, and do the interview while at, you know, the little Ventanita where he can order, you know, some croquetas, maybe a colada outside. So rather than drive through, just do it out at like a restaurant window and do it that way.
Listen, I think it's a great idea. I would really think it was a good idea if I knew what a La Ventanita was.
You don't know what La Ventanita is? Let's bring on Will Manso. Will Manso from Local 10. You can follow him on Twitter at Will Manso. He's the sports director. You also watch him on Bally Sports Sun during the Miami Heat season. Will, would you be down for that? Because have you heard these drive-thru sports talk radio shows that we've been doing when Hawk is here where, you know, like Mike Cunio will call in from a McDonald's drive-thru and we hear the entire interaction?
I mean, the only difference is, you know, in La Ventanita, you're going to hear me and all old viejos are going to be saying, oye, este tipo que está hablando, they're going to be saying, you know, in Spanish, what the heck is going on? So
but that,
the only difference will be the translator.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be perfect, though, because Hawk and Crowder would have no idea what's going on. And then hopefully you can get some takes from one of these older gentlemen in Spanish. And then I just think it would satisfy a portion of the audience, you know, just that interaction.
Next time, how about this? Next time I'm in a Ventanita area around showtime, I will call in. I will let you know ahead of time and we'll do it. The only problem is I'm usually there in the morning. You know, when I'm in those areas, I'm there in the morning or something. You know, I'm not there at showtime. But I will find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Crowder, have you really never been to a – you don't know what a La Ventanita is? So, you know, outside like
he
a Sergio's
or
– he has to know. You know
La Ventanita. Oh, it's the little baby window.
The baby window.
It's the walkthrough, why is it always a walkthrough? They can't put a driveway right there and make it a drive-thru? Why does it have to be a walkthrough?
Because we need space to talk and commiserate and just sit there and just talk and, you know, and say dumb things for an hour and keep repeating ourselves and arguing. That's what it's fun. That's what makes it fun.
I mean, Will, these Americans, they want to take the fun out of everything. Hey, park your car. How about you park your car, walk up, talk to the lady, and then talk to the old guy next to you for 30 minutes about something that doesn't make sense and listen to his conspiracy theories. Whatever happened to the good old days,
but
Will?
This is the crazy thing. I go to Three Palm. It's about 4 or 5 miles from the studio. It's called Three Palm Cuban Restaurant right there. And I go there before work sometimes. And the air-conditioned inside is empty. And it's people piled up at the La Ventanita. And I'm like, why don't y'all just go sit down in the air condition?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we're just – something in our brain is preconditioned that we have to be outside sweating to converse and argue. I'm not sure what it is. But I grew up around – I do know that anytime I went to a Cuban restaurant with my dad and we went to the window when I was a kid, we never went inside. I don't ever think I stepped foot inside of a Cuban restaurant when I was a kid. We just went outside and got everything.
Everything
it's
in
cultural.
Like a plastic brown bag and the grease is seeping through. And then you pour your coffee on yourself on the drive home. So it's all a fun time, Crowder. You got to experience it.
I'm in. Next time I'm there, I will call.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
If it's the culture, I'm all with the culture. So I hang out with y'all in the Ventanita.
Will again, Local 10 sports director, reporter, anchor. Will Manso is kind enough to join us. So. Is the starting lineup next year? Is it Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Victor Oladipo? Is that what Heat Twitter has made it out to be? Because I don't know if you've been following.
No. You forgot LeBron. LeBron, because remember LeBron would want to play here too. So you forgot that one. Then that fills out maybe as a six man Kyrie.
Yeah. So much has happened really over the past just 2-3 hours that we've been on the air with Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. I'll start there, Will. Everybody has their take on Kyrie Irving. We know all the ancillary stuff, all the off the court stuff. Really, it's mm-hmm. just his inability to be available to be on the court. Really, Kyrie Irving wouldn't fall under the premise of a Heat culture guy. But would you like to see Kyrie Irving, if possible, in a Miami Heat uniform? Is that something that interests you?
I mean, would I want to see a 27-point scorer who's still just 29 years old and is one of the most gifted scorers the league has seen in the last couple decades? Yeah, of course. I mean, I think as a fan, you have to sit there and say, why wouldn't you want a player like that? And I get all the other stuff. And, when you talk about Heat culture, and look, we've talked plenty about it over the years. I mean, Heat culture is great. It's real. But let's not kid ourselves to think that the Heat aren't known for taking chances on guys and going out and getting guys, whatever it may be. They want talent. Like, Pat Riley doesn't hit free agency going, okay, give me the analytics on my culture players. No, he says, give me the numbers. Like, who's out there? Who can we get? How do we make it work? And who's the most talented guy? And I would say Kyrie Irving falls in that category. To me, the other stuff you talked about, and it's certainly well known to the listener, is, we all know what it is. I think for him, it's more availability. Can Kyrie stay healthy? Can he play a full season? The vaccine stuff, the world of slash stuff, all that stuff. I mean, to me, you go out and you get the best players, and he's one of the best in the league, and you figure it out. If the culture is so good, and really what it's, this whole mythical culture of Pat Riley, that it's this thing that could transform anyone, then certainly you could transform a player as talented as that to buy into your system to try to win a championship.
And Will, with Pat, this whale hunting might be a gift and a curse, because I know he can go out and get in the room with any player in the league, but every single time. We went to game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and as soon as a guy's available, Will, the entire entire fan base, oh, we're bringing in KD. Yep. Are we really whale hunting this offseason after being the second best team in the East?
I think that's the question too, Channing. And, Pat was asked about it a couple weeks ago. I know I asked him specifically as well, like, do you need that next level star player to win? And he joked and said, well, if you got him, give him to me. Because I think any team that's close would say, yeah, like, that certainly would put us over the hump. But I do think that there is, within the organization, I sense that there's a feeling that, look, this team is close. Jimmy's still in his prime. Bam is developing. Tyler's a guy that no matter what the fan base thinks is getting better, and he just needs to get stronger and obviously some things on defense, but he's obviously talented. There's a strong belief that this team is close. Now, if you can get a level, that type of level superstar, I think you have to try. But I don't think it's one of those things where the organization, again, you go by what Pat Riley says, I don't think if the Heat don't get a superstar, right, this offseason, if they don't come out with one of those star-level players, that they'll look and say, man, this was a bad offseason. There's no chance next year for an NBA title. No, I think with the core they have, and with Jimmy, again, being Jimmy and Bam and Tyler and other guys they're developing, and what happens with Kyle and whether he comes back in better shape, whatever the case may be, they feel they're close. And I think they proved it last year. They are close. They were a shot away from the NBA Finals.
Will Manso, again, joining us here from Local 10. That was going to be my question, Will, because, the expectations have now been heightened. And whether that's fair or not, I don't know. But the names that have been thrown out, right? Donovan Mitchell, maybe a change of scenery is something he'd be interested in. And there's no telling if Utah is actually willing to do that. I mean, we all joke about Dwayne Wade being the secret spy agent over in Utah. But let's be real. I mean, it's harder to get rid of your franchise guy than those of us, those bystanders on social media make it seem, right? Like, it's not just, oh, okay, trade Donovan Mitchell. Again, the names are Donovan Mitchell, Bradley Beal. Now you throw Kyrie Irving in the mix. Now you're even maybe throwing Kevin Durant in the mix based off what Brian Windhorst said earlier today on ESPN, which is that the Nets would literally, they'd rather lose both of them than go, the quote was, than go through what they went through last season.
That's crazy, huh? Just crazy.
Right, right. You kind of answered it there, but are these expectations a little unfair now? And again, it's not what the Heat are doing. It's more of what we're doing, where we're looking at these names and saying, oh, these are legitimate opportunities. Whale hunting, go out, get these guys. Like, isn't it a little unfair what they're doing? Like you mentioned, they're one shot away from the finals.
I mean, is it unfair? Probably, but I'll tell you what. I mean, you kind of have to blame it in a sense on Riley and what he's created the last 20-plus years is that this organization is used to either winning or finding guys that will help them win, and when you don't win, going and finding, you know, more guys. And I think he has created this culture and this atmosphere that just being good isn't enough. And last year they were very good. Again, one of the top three teams in the league all season and in the playoffs as well, falling short a shot. But that's not the standard. So while it might be a little unfair, guys, and certainly, you know, to expect that every great player is just going to come to the Heat, I think the fact that he's built that, this organization has the last 20-plus years, the respect people have for Pat Riley, and let's face it, the fact that a lot of players love to be here. I mean, a lot of players train in the offseason in Miami. They love it down here. They certainly don't mind being part of that. I mean, even Kevin Durant, who you mentioned earlier, remember a few years ago, he took a meeting with the Heat knowing they probably, there was no chance they were going to get him. But just out of respect for Pat Riley to have the conversation, to be in the same room and talk about building a team and what it takes, I think that tells you a little bit why the Heat are always in the mix. So it might be unfair of us as fans to do it, but I think we all see why we do it, because the Heat are always going to be on that next step of what they can do to improve the team.
And a player I loved when he got here, from everybody loves, I think, was P.J. Tucker. Will, did he price himself out? The $10 million a year is too much for the Heat, because the reports are he's going to take a 3-for-30 with the 76ers, are what the reports are saying.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People have asked me if I'm surprised, and I have to say I'm not, because I talked to someone not long, you know, before the end of the season about P.J., and they told me, look, P.J.'s at 37. Remember, he left to Europe early in his career, went overseas to play, and his road to the NBA to become a champion and this great player wasn't the normal road of a first-round pick who makes a ton of money. At his age and with a ring already and being the guy that's so important to so many teams, he may just go out and go get the best situation for him. Obviously, he's not going to go to a crappy team, a losing team, and take money, but there are plenty of winning teams that will give him money. I think that he'd have to make that decision, but I think from within, I'm pretty sure that he knew, like, there was a possibility that PJ was just going to go out and go, deservedly so, go get that last contract. Go get paid at 37. And, yeah, probably with a contender and a very good team. And the Heat just have to figure it out, Channing. I mean, do I think they will absolutely match the third year? No, I don't know that for a fact. And I think there are going to be a lot of discussions within that are already going on of, like, are we going to take that next step when it happens? Because I think at this point, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens once free agency starts. And I think Pat Riley's going to be on the phone with PJ and his representatives and say, hey, what are we going to do because we want to keep you? And then they're going to have to decide if they value him so much that they're going to take that third year on.
Again, Will Mansell joining us here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Will, enough with the basketball talk. Let's get serious here. Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. And in the last segment, I went out on a limb and I said that I just get this vibe from you that you're an ice cream cake lover. Or at the very least, you like ice cream cake. Did I hit that on the head?
I mean, listen, I hit Carvel up about once a week when I was a kid. I talked to my dad. The Cuban restaurant was one place, but Carvel, the cakes were the other. And whenever I'm in West Palm to visit family, there's a Carvel very close still by my, like, where I grew up, and I take the girls there. So, yeah, I love a good ice cream cake. I can't say I eat it often, but whenever I see a Carvel, you can bet that I'm stopping and I'm grabbing some ice cream cake with the little crumbles and the vanilla and the little frosting. Man. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a sucker for it.
Will, you just said crumbles. Yeah, hey, you've seen me. Will, I thought you were a man, Will. My thing was that you were a man.
No,
you
like
ain't eat no
crumbles.
Ice cream cake.
I like the little crumbles. I like an ice cream cake. I like a little ice. Now, my stomach doesn't like it. That's a whole different story. But I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Come on. We're not soft.
No,
on Crowder.
I'm soft. I'm soft. I like some ice cream cake. I'm okay to admit it. I'm a little soft when it comes to sweets. That's my weakness.
No, I'm saying you're not soft. I mean, we could take down some crumbles and we'll be all right. You know, I mean, the ice cream cake is just a delicacy.
I'll put those crumbles anywhere. Yeah, for sure.
Ridiculous.
Well, man, so the next time he's on this show, he'll be appearing live from a ventanita somewhere in Miami. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be...
It'll have to be Little Havana. I will hit up Little Havana. I will find a spot and I will call.
I love this. I love this, Crowder. I cannot wait. Will, thank you so much. Muchas gracias. And we'll talk to you from Little Havana in a couple days.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. That's
Will
Mansell there. Yeah, you've got it. You would be a hit at a ventanita, man, because you just like to talk to people. It's kind of like, it's like a dive bar feel, but for Latinos.
Yeah, ventanita's your scene, Crowder.
Yeah, it really is.
Where's the closest Ventanita to me?
In Davie?
That's tough.
Yeah,
you got to go to Dade County for those.
Yeah. But fellas, like, just I've said it, but like, air conditioned inside, heat, flies, bugs outside. Why don't you go sit at the table inside?
Nah, because then you lose the power of La Ventanita. You go sit at a table. Now people are on their phones. Now people are looking at the menu. No. You walk right up to La Ventanita. You put your hand right on the counter like this, just like that, and you say, "Hola, dos coladas y tres croquetas, por favor." Like, just like that. And then and then the person next to you hears your order, and then that's it. That's all it takes. There's something magical about it.
Hola, dos arquicatas, por favor.
All right, the Hockman and Crowder Show will dive. We'll do a deep dive into National Ice Cream Cake in the next segment.
Hey, it's Hawk. Let me talk about Palmetto Ford. They're the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. They've been serving South Florida for over 55 years. And I'm always telling you the same thing, but I think it's important. If you need anything truck related, you go to Palmetto Ford. Any and every truck you need, they got it. And people ask me the same question that they ask the team at Palmetto Ford. How do you have so many trucks when every dealer says there's no inventory? It's pretty simple. My man Eric Nunez has a 10-man expert vehicle acquisition team that spends all day buying inventory across the country for all 16 of his franchises. So when they say they got it, it means they got it because they go out and get it. They even own the website theygotit.com. Other dealers buy from them in order to be able to sell to their customers. So cut out the middleman. You go to the source. You'll save thousands. If there's anything truck-related that you or your family, your business needs, there's only one real truck dealership around, Palmetto Ford. So if it's a clown show you want, you go to the circus. If you need a truck, you go to Palmetto Ford. They don't have balloons and delis. They've got trucks. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hello.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip. Pip, pip, cheerio. Hello.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People texting in Ventanitas for Crowder to go to. I think that'd be good. I think drive-through sports talk has been a hit, but I really do think just having Will Manso go order coffee and some tequeños or something, some pastelitos would really be funny. I don't know why. I just think it works. Like I really do. By the way, Hawk is out this week. So it's Crowder and Solana. We have Steven. Jimmy's going to give us weather in the next segment, which I'm really, really excited about. We haven't heard from Jimmy in a while. So it's good to have old Jimbo back, Crowder.
Yeah, yeah. What was wrong with him? He was sick?
Nah, they poached Jimmy from our show.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Steven was sick. Jimmy had this car problem. Then he got stolen from us. Okay, you know.
Yeah. How was...
I have trouble keeping up.
How was the show with Joe Z? I was out on Thursday, Friday, and Joe Z was filling in for Hawk. So how was the show with Joe Z?
It was good. You know, I love Joe. Joe's my man. Very heavy canes, and he tries to just rub it in to me. Just with goodness gracious, and he's so knowledgeable. So I really my arguments don't mean as much because he really knows stuff. I just want to yell and scream. I enjoy it, but I usually don't come out on top.
Yeah, you can't hit Joe Z with sports takes because then he comes back with facts. And
Yeah.
And that's not the way we do. Like, what? Well, we don't do that. Like, no facts here. Just takes. Just, that's it. I just want takes and bad opinions. That's it.
Yeah, because like he was, you know, talking about the ACC, you know, preseason rankings and the quarterback stuff. And I was just like, come on now. You don't know what Mario's going to do. Well, at Oregon, he had this, and this, and he built him from this to there. And then Tyler Van Dyke had 4 300-yard passing games. These other guys had only 1 300-yard passing game in the whole last. Like, he has these stats, and it just makes you seem dumb. And then you just say, okay, Joe, you're right. Yeah, he got me a couple times.
Yeah. So really quickly, National Ice Cream Cake Day. The bottom line is Hawk and Crowder, just not ice cream cake fans, but I am. But Crowder, I went back into our archives, and funny enough, on the Circle Back list, actually got to circle back to something. I had the ice cream cake debate results. So our guy Koopa Loop, Garrett Cooper, was on the show. Mm-hmm. And he was with you guys. Wasn't a big fan of ice cream cake. Just didn't think anything of it. But Tuan Russell, Adam Beasley, Anthony Chang, who covers the Heat for the Miami Herald, and our old friend Omar Kelly were all yeses. But no fan of ice cream cake was bigger than the owner of the Florida Panthers, Doug Cifu, who got a little testy. Got a little testy with Hawk. I don't know if you remember this, but Hawk tweeted a quote from our show about how much he hates ice cream cake. He said it's the worst. That was Hawk's tweet. How about this tweet from Doug Cifu? I'd forgotten this happened. The owner of the Florida Panthers tweeted at Hawk, Mark. He started with Mark, which you know, as somebody starts off with your first name, they mean business. Point. He said, Mark, I can handle criticism of the Panthers, but as a guy who began my career as an ice cream chef in Syosset, making cookie puss cakes at Carvel, you're just wrong, my friend. This is a pure masterpiece. I await your reaction. He says, I await your retraction. And it was a picture of a cookie puss Carvel cake that I guess Doug Cifu in his off time or in his downtime made. So, I mean, if you don't think ice cream cake is a hot topic, it got the owner of the damn Florida Panthers.
Yeah,
took him away from his summer vacation and had him chiming in on Twitter over this very testy topic. So shame on you if you don't realize the magnitude that is ice cream cake and the divisiveness.
Let me say this: cookie puss cake,
all time banger.
Tell him, Steve.
Let me just, you know, being a billionaire doesn't make you right; it makes you rich.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I feel like he had to be right to get rich, don't you think?
You have to be good at something, but you don't have to always be right. That's one thing, like a rich person stands up. Some of my buddies do it, I'll say it, and I know some pretty wealthy people, and it's like they'll sit and be cool, but when it's their time to talk, now, listen up, guys, I'm the rich guy. You're wrong too, Richie Rich, whatever the hell your name is. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're right on everything. It means you're good at real estate. It means you're good at development. It means you're great at a restaurateur. It doesn't make you right at everything. Get out of here.
Listen, Bad Baby is rich now, okay? And was she ever wrong about anything, Crowder? I don't think so. I don't think she was ever wrong about anything.
Meet me outside.
All right, the Hawkman and Crowder show. Well, what a ridiculous way for that segment to end, with me plugging Bad Baby. The Hawkman and Crowder show will
catch
continue.
Me outside. Damn it, it was catch me outside.
Catch me outside. Well, whatever. Close enough. Whatever. The Hawkman and Crowder show will continue in the next segment. I'll catch you up on everything that's going on with Kyrie Irving. We'll play a best of in the next hour as well, but I have some odds for NBA MVP plus college football over-under victory totals for next season. We'll find out where the Gators stand, where the Canes stand, according to Las Vegas. We'll do that in the next segment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.